Chapter 6, Global Imperialism. This time, it's industrial. As much as industrialization changed the Western world from within, its biggest impacts were undoubtedly global in scope. Because industrialization requires more and more natural resources to continue and to grow, Europeans naturally looked elsewhere for those raw materials, as they did certainly with the mercantilist idea from the American empires back from Chapter 3. Because the North and South Americas, by the mid-19th century, were mainly independent of European control, Europeans now set their eyes elsewhere for natural resources. Territories and ports throughout Southeast Asia, known in China as treaty ports, and especially the entire continent of Africa. Like the Dark Ages, Africa was known as the Dark Continent, and for similar reasons, so little of it was known to the outside world. Diseases like malaria, powerful rivers that flowed from the interior rather than into it, and very territorial locals had kept Europeans away for centuries. However, with the development of quinine, a treatment for malaria, the steam engine to power boats upriver, and the machine gun to handle even large numbers of angry natives, the Europeans started to invade Africa in the mid-19th century. By the 1880s, Europeans realized that the open land in Africa could cause another European conflict over competing land claims. So, in 1885 and continuing into 1886, 14 European powers sat down in Berlin. The Berlin Conference split up the entire continent, completely ignoring native African tribal boundaries that had been in place for hundreds, if not thousands, of years. An ethnic group in Africa with a unique language, custom, and religion could find itself split in half, with half of the population suddenly being on British land and the other half on German land. Similarly, two ethnic groups that had traditionally been enemies could suddenly find themselves in the same European-defined country. Unfortunately, the boundaries decided in Berlin mostly continue to operate as the national boundaries today. Why couldn't Africans return to the old boundaries? We'll find out shortly.